close.
When did they teach you sex ed?
Towards the end of sophomore year.
I really think they should have men teach that.
Well, I mean, really the man part of sex ed is really short. And women, I understand a lot of times kind of like make it really, like they just kind of assume all men are all penises. While they are the same, are different. That's usually a mistake that goes, but women are far more complicated. You don't want a man teaching about a diaphragm because they don't know. Out of experience, none of them will ever know. You just shove your whole hand fist in there and you just kind of suction cup it. They're not going to know because they've never experienced that. They don't know what you just wad the sponge in
there.
I'm
saying that men should teach
boys. You mean they should split boys, girls in different classes?
Yes. And then do one that's, you know.
Because they did. They have a male sex and a female. Well,
but did a woman teach the boys' section of the sex ed?
They was co-ed. It just depends on like who you got. Because there were only two health teachers.
See, and that's the sucky thing about it. Is I think
high school sex ed is so pointless. It really is. Because the only way you're really going to experience all of the difficulties is if you do it yourself. Which... And in today's society is pretty harmful, but there's so many diseases, and I look back and I'm like, man, because I thought just sex was that bad all the time.
And I guess
I was like, I don't know how people find that very entertaining, because to me it was quite painful.
And that's how.
And now, as I've gotten older and moved on to, you know, now I'm like, well, now I understand why sex is amazing. And then a man my size, I don't know how black men can be with fat girls, because my experience with heavyset women is that that has got a lot of pressure of like 1,000 feet below sea level kind of pressure. And it was a horribly painful experience the entire time. And I didn't know. I just thought sex was bad all the time. But you don't really learn that in sex ed because you can't talk about it.
And why is that?
I don't know. Pedophiles kind of ruin a lot of stuff for school-wise.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't drive slowly in front of a school without looking weird.
Yeah, that's
even though there's like a 20 speed limit, you slow down. And
you're looking at all the kids dressed weird, and you're like, ugh. And when did...
I mean, as an adult, you can't even go into the restroom at a school.
No. Baggy pants and the gangster look, that was in the late 90s, right?
It was in the early 90s.
Was it the early 90s? Okay.
Yes, until today.
And they're still doing it today?
It's far faded. The skinny jean has moved to the black community. I thought I had bird legs. Holy crap.
The kids at Bago are just now catching on to the gangster thug chain. And I'm like, that was...
And it's such utter bullcrap. You look at it now, I was like, who are you trying to intimidate?
Out there in Bago. You're not an inner city kid. You're a country bumpkin. Living in cornfield. Why do your pants hang? But the high school kids today, I saw them and I couldn't help but to stare at them.
It's a rebellious thing.
Because most kids hate their parents.
I could not help but to stare at them. And just
want to make their parents uneasy.
And
so they wear clothes that urbanites would wear. And that disgruntles their parents.
Yes, so us urbanites here, you
we are not urbanites, because you are not black. And neither am I.
Where do you get the weirdness with the Farmall and the John Deere green?
I don't like John Deere. I thought about it today. And I was like, I understand now. Farmall, Case,